There are extraordinary restoration projects being designed all around San Francisco Bay. One of them is in the North Bay, and it's called the Lower Novato Creek Redesign Project. On today's episode, we'll give you a look at the thinking behind this project, which involves flood protection and restoration. This is Your Wetlands.
Downtown Novato has a history of flooding during large storms. Its two largest creeks actually meet up in downtown Novato. And the community has really a history of supporting projects that integrate flood protection and environmental enhancements.
Liz Lewis is a principal planner for the Marin County Department of Public Works.
Our focus is on improving flood protection for downtown Novato, but we realize in order to attract state and federal funding and support from the community, we need to do that in an integrated fashion.
Which means bringing together flood control and the natural environmental benefits Novato Creek and the daily tides provide.
We've gone from historically about 3,500 acres of area that was subject to the tides every day to 180 acres. So we've taken away the creek's natural ability to move sediment, dirt, bay, mud, gravels out through the system. We are redesigning the creek to try to improve the creek's natural ability to move some of that sediment out into marshes where it can be used for tidal marsh restoration and adaptation to sea level rise.
And Liz says that every several years, the sediment that accumulates in Novato Creek has to be removed. This is expensive and disruptive.
Not only do we have to go in there, remove the sediment, we have to get permits to do it. The creek doesn't have to do that. The creek has its own ability to reuse its own sediment, to do great things like build marshes up against rising tides, help us build levees and other shoreline structures that can be adapted for sea level rise. So it's really great to reuse this wonderful material that we have available in the watershed and to reuse it to create habitat and protection against rising tides and keep that sediment in the watershed.
And that watershed, by the way, is comprised of some 45 square miles in the eastern part of Marin County. The Novato Creek Redesign Project is taking a look at a couple of hundred acres owned by the Novato Flood Control District, which are part of the Deer Island Basin.
We're thinking of taking about 80 acres of it and opening it up to tidal action. So that means setting back the levees and opening up that area to tidal action. Actually setting back and creating some gently sloping levees, what ecologists call ecotone levees. These areas are creating a transitional place for endangered species like clapper rail, black rail, salt marsh harvest mouse, and places for fish like steelhead to go during flood events and also on their way back out. Once they're finished spawning in Novato Creek, they'll be swimming back out to the bay, and they may make a pit stop in this marsh area, get some food, get some rest, and then head back out to finish their life cycle.
I asked Liz to summarize a few of the benefits of this project.
One of the first benefits will be an improvement in flood protection for downtown Novato, lowering the water surface elevation, giving stormwater some place to go during a high storm event, and then making use of that sediment. Instead of digging it out and maybe trucking it away somewhere, making use of it within the watershed to build up marshes and create refugia for things like clapper rail and black rail, and also to begin our adaptation to the rising tides. So if we can begin to stockpile this material, reuse it in the marshes, we can begin to outline a strategy for protecting us and the wildlife that use Lower Novato Creek against rising tides.
This Lower Novato Creek project is part of a much larger effort involving the whole Novato watershed. And at the moment, a variety of alternatives are being considered. If you'd like to keep up to date on this, here's a website for you. It's marinwatersheds.org.
So that's the place to go to see the maps showing where all this is happening, to look at the reports, and to find out what's going on in terms of we have some community meetings coming up to talk about these alternatives. So to get the dates of the community meetings, you can also sign up for information on the Novato watershed. So if you go to the front page of the marinwatersheds.org, on the right-hand side, there's a red button that says sign up. Click on that button and we'll keep you informed of what's going on in your watershed.
And once again, that website is marinwatersheds.org. My thanks to Liz Lewis. And regarding wetland restoration, there is a lot going on all around the bay. So I hope you'll visit the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture website, which is sfbayjv.org. We should also mention that the redesign of Novato Creek is just one of a number of pilot projects, which are part of Flood Control 2.0, which aims to redesign flood control channels to mimic the natural flow of creeks and floodplains. And besides the City of Novato, lead partners in Flood Control 2.0 include the San Francisco Estuary Partnership, San Francisco Estuary Institute, the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, and the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To hear more podcasts in our Flood Control 2.0 series, we'd like you to visit yourwetlands.org. For the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, I'm Jerry Kaye.